broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Last 10 years, I've grown up with everyone on the set.
We really wanted to be able to let people voice their opinion.
Well, I would prefer to use the body scanner.
She put her full hand on my breast.
Eat the fried pork sausages.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We're online at philhendryshow.com right now with live streaming video and audio of our show. Tonight, the TSA allegedly makes a cancer victim remove her prosthetic breast. We're going to be talking with Art Griego later. He is a retired pilot, about the ongoing controversies and the ongoing discussions revolving around new TSA pat-down and scanning procedures. That's next hour. A woman created an online poll asking users if she should give birth or get an abortion. We'll talk about that. And Donald Trump is considering a run for the presidency. Tonight, Dr. Ron Tarner will be joining us in our first hour as we talk about Black Friday. Dr. Tarner is he's an astronomer, right? He calls himself a cosmologist at Mountain Meadow Observatory there in Cloverdale, Colorado. We're going to be discussing with him tonight, promoting his career and the science and things of that nature, and what it has to do with, you know, standing in line there for Best Buy. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. And again, online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. In St. Petersburg, Florida, there's a family that has decided that they want to be the very first in the nation to start camping out, if you're ready for this, at a Best Buy store in search of Black Friday deals. The Davenport family pitched a pair of tents on Wednesday at 10 a.m. in front of the Best Buy at Tyrone Square in St. Petersburg, Florida, to snag deals that were still 9 days away. And that made them the first people to start camping out at a Best Buy store anywhere in the country. And to put that in perspective, there are more than 1,000 Best Buy stores in the United States. Talking to us tonight from Denver, although I know that you are you're working right now at the University of Denver, Ron?
Right, Phil. Well, there's just a couple of things that we're finishing up before a conference that we're all going to be involved in. It's an exciting conference this weekend in Boca Raton, Florida. But Jeff is over at the Best Buy right now. He's my 13-year-old. He's got our place in line, and we are... You know, we're making the best of a very difficult situation, as I mentioned.
All right, let's talk about this. You're a scientist, and
yes, I hope so.
Yeah, no, you are a very good one.
Thank you, Phil.
But you are camping out, or now your son is camping out at the Best Buy in Denver there, because why?
Well, every year we have usually been in front of the Best Buy in Denver on a Monday before Black Friday, and that was to get some good deals and also to get a little bit of attention from local news outlets for my career and the work that I do as a scientist. You know, science gets very little attention, Phil, in the media. It gets very little attention in the mass media.
That's true.
And anything that we could do to draw attention to the work that we do, and in my case, it's in the field of astronomy, then we want to do that. And the way I've done it is I have camped out at the Best Buy well in advance of Black Friday to get a little bit of attention from the news media. And what happened here today when I got the news from Florida, I think it's an example of how some people, they just don't want a man who is a single father, who has a boy that he's trying to raise the best way he knows how. They just don't want him to be successful. They want to somehow ruin that man's life and, by extension, that child's life.
All right, well, you are taking that a little personally, aren't you? There's a family here, and
I'm not taking it personally from the standpoint that they, I'm sure, knew that somewhere in America there was someone who was the first to camp out at a Best Buy.
Are you saying that this family in St. Petersburg, knowing that somewhere in America someone was camped out at a Best Buy, decided to get there earlier in order to ruin the lives of those people?
No, I'm saying that they decided to camp out at a Best Buy earlier because of their own selfish motives and because they don't have any concern for other people. If they did have concern for other people, they would recognize that in Denver, Colorado at least, is a single father with a son, a man trying to make the very best life he can for that boy, who camps out early at Best Buy so that we get a little bit of the local media's attention. Not a lot. Denver is a media-intensive city like many cities, and there's a lot going on. So whatever we could get, we've always been appreciative of. For this family in St. Petersburg to start camping out at their Best Buy earlier than we camp out at ours is an indication of how far we've fallen as a civilization. And so that's what we are hopefully trying to avoid.
Well, all right, before I get into any more, so you're really, you're not even there right now. Your son is, right?
My son Jeffrey is there right now. That's correct.
He's how old?
My son is 13 years old.
And you are at the University of Denver, and then you're on your way to Florida.
And I'm on my way to Florida for a conference tomorrow.
So are you going to see your son before you leave?
I most likely will not, Bill, because I'm going right to the airport. But Jeff knows that I have told him to stay in that line, that we have always been early in the line at Best Buy, and that he knows what to do. He's my son. And I think, along with a lot of people, and I'm very fortunate, he wants me to succeed.
I'm just curious about the wisdom of a 13-year-old boy by himself over the weekend.
Well, there'll be other people in line, and it's not about... there is wisdom there, Phil. Let me explain the wisdom. My son knows how important this is for me. And so my son, as well as... his uncle, my brother, as well as even my ex-wife. They all know that this is about me presenting a successful paper at Boca Raton.
You're going to go and present a paper at Boca Raton. Your son being first in line at Best Buy does what? It gets the name?
Well, the local media will know that that's Dr. Ron Tarter's son. He's in line at Best Buy, and we get a little bit of the publicity. A little bit. Only because this family in Florida has, for whatever reason, decided that they care not for a single man and his son, and they'll do whatever they have to do to draw attention to themselves, even if it means hurting a 13-year-old boy who is alone right now in line.
We're talking with Dr. Ron Tarter. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Every year, Dr. Tarter gets in line at the Best Buy in Denver for the Black Friday sales, and they didn't get in line early enough. There's another couple or another family that got in line in Florida earlier. And you do this to get attention for your career.
Well, you're saying to get attention for your career as if it is a distasteful thing. Well, as I mentioned...
You made a very good point. I mean, science doesn't get a lot of attention, so whatever you can do to get some publicity...
Absolutely.
...you'll do, and I appreciate that. But you're on your way to this seminar now, and you've got your son in line at Best Buy, not you.
Yes, and what is your point about that? Because he's 13... And I told you that this is a young man who knows what's at stake. And
yeah, because he's a 13-year-old boy and he will be alone over the weekend outside on the streets of Denver.
He's not on the streets of Denver. He's at a Best Buy. All right.
All right. And why is this boy being left alone again?
Well, my boy is, and Phil, you know what? I love my boy, and he is never, ever far from me in my heart. This family in Florida forced by hand. My son would not be alone were it not for the fact that this man, and I got to look at him, I got to look at this man in the newspaper, this family in Florida. He's what you would expect. And when I say pig, I don't mean this physically, I mean spiritually. This spiritual pig in Florida forcing by hand, making me leave my son alone on the street.
But aren't you concerned, Dr. Turner, that your kid isn't safe? He could be there alone. It's possible that no one will show up in line until tomorrow or Sunday or even Monday.
My boy knows what is important here, and that is that when the media shows up and he tells them that he is Dr. Ron Turner's son, that he has made me proud. I love my son very much. Please don't intimate that I do.
I'm not saying that at all, sir. I'm not saying you don't love your son. I'm saying, are you not concerned? Okay, it's currently 29 degrees in Denver. I don't know what he's wearing. Where's he going to sleep?
He has his sleeping bag. Here's what's concerning to me, Phil.
He has a sleeping bag, a down sleeping bag?
Here's what's concerning to me. That the spiritual pigs in Florida that decided to force my hand by camping out at the Best Buy there have not drawn your attention.
And Dr. Turner, it's difficult for me to if you say that a family in Florida decided to camp out at a Best Buy earlier than you, forcing you to go down and camp out at a Best Buy yourself, I certainly recognize that you consider that to be critical, but you've called them, quote, spiritual pigs. You're saying they're doing it on purpose.
Absolutely doing it on purpose, because they know that there's someone that is going, that has had the record, or someone that's been there earlier, but they've decided to camp there because they know somewhere in America a little boy is going to be by himself until Monday or Sunday.
Then why leave your boy there alone?
Because I have to present a paper in Boca Raton.
Why not get an adult that you know to stay with him?
I will not. There isn't an adult in my world or in Jeff's world that I trust enough to make sure that boy stays there all weekend. He's got a mother that would, let me explain, his mother would love to see me ruined. She'd love to see me ruined. His uncle would love to see me ruined. These are all people that are not interested at all in my success, but my son is. And I know that my son, by himself, you know, I can't get you to understand. You know,
I'm just asking, what if something happens to your son? What if he's robbed or hurt? Or would you not feel responsible?
No, it would be Best Buy's responsibility. You need to understand the law, mister. Okay? It would be the responsibility of Best Buy and this family of pigs in St. Petersburg, Florida.
I don't agree with you, sir.
What don't you agree with?
I don't agree that if something happens to your son, you've left your son in line at Best Buy. If something happens to your son, a 13-year-old boy, by himself as he's waiting for Black Friday while you go to Florida, you say that Best Buy is responsible and the family in Florida.
The family in Florida because they forced my hand, yes. Absolutely.
How is the family in Florida responsible?
Oh, well, I could go through it again if you want.
Well, you're telling me that they're responsible because they decided to go down and camp out at Best Buy before you do.
They have gone down and forced my hand, yes. And I've got to camp out at Best Buy. I have to leave for a scientific conference in Boca Raton, Florida. So my son is there alone. So, as I said, these spiritual pigs in St. Petersburg, Florida, have forced my son to be alone. Now, I will tell you this, Phil, and I'll answer your question. If anything happens to my son, Best Buy is responsible. Because they want people to camp out. They need people to camp out. And the family in St. Petersburg will also be named in an action because they thought they were going to be big shots by going down and being the first in line, and everyone thinks they're so great. Well, let's see how great they feel they are when a child turns up dead 3 miles away from where he was in line at Best Buy. I'm sorry to put it that way, Phil.
That you would think that way. Just blows my mind, all right?
I'm sorry to put it to you that way, Phil, but it's that serious.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, talking to Dr. Ron Turner tonight from the Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado. He's on his way to a medical scientific conference in Florida, but he's left his 13-year-old son to wait in line at Best Buy over the weekend, on into the week, as they wait for the Black Friday deals. The boy is alone. Ron says that that's the price that his family's had to pay because of this family in St. Petersburg. They showed up early and they've endangered everybody else. He doesn't seem to be concerned. He says his son knows what's at stake, and so, you know, his son will do what his son has to do. The family down in St. Petersburg that Dr. Tarner has described as, quote, spiritual pigs, the Davenport family, they've pitched a pair of tents. They got down there at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. 877-876-PHIL. Does Dr. Tarner have a responsibility to this child who's going to be waiting in line all week? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
No, I don't think so.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Ron Tarner is a frequent guest of ours from the Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado. He's in Denver tonight on your way to a scientific, to a science seminar. And is this a seminar of astronomers?
It's one of our organizations of astronomy, astronomers, cosmologists, Phil, in Boca Raton. But it's really a general academic conference.
All right, but you're going to be going, leaving your son at Best Buy in line in Denver, a 13-year-old.
If I could make a point here, Phil.
Just the question, and then yes, you may, and then we need to go to some phone calls. 13-year-old boy is in line so that he can get some media attention, because the scientific world doesn't often get media attention. Now, every day I see an article about science.
Well, you hold on, Bill. You may see an article about science. I didn't say. I said the work that I do doesn't get attention. I know you were about to probably say the name Hawking or someone like that. I can't imagine a name that could be mentioned to me that would cause more in terms of boredom. I've got nothing against Dr. Hawking. I'm bored hearing about him. If my son is in line at Best Buy and people ask him who he is, it gets some attention for my career. This is no different from dropping your son off to go into the restaurant and get a reservation while you park the car. And he would be...
And the fact that there may be some danger to him?
The fact that there might be danger to my boy... Mr. Hendry, I love my son. If anything were to happen to Jeffrey, I think that he would be happy to know that his death promoted my work, but nothing's going to happen to him. Nothing's going to happen to him. You were the one that, you know, talked about his mother wants him to turn up nude in a gully 3 miles from Best Buy. I don't.
His mother? I didn't say that.
Well, I can tell you that we've had those conversations.
877-876-PHIL. On to some phone calls tonight. Lucy, listening on WTKK Boston. Lucy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Phil. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't even believe what I'm hearing. This person is insane. He's crazy. He needs a doctor himself.
Well, I can't respond to that. Not a very intelligent series of comments.
I'm sorry?
Okay, what did you want to be specific, Lucy, or
yes, could you be more specific? You
no,
called me crazy.
You know,
I could for instance call you crazy. You're insane. There's a nice conversation.
Well, why do you feel? I mean, not that I disagree, Lucy, with
well,
your basic
well,
with your basic
he's
misgiving.
He's leaving his 13-year-old son alone at Best Buy.
Have you ever dropped your child off to go in and get reservations while you park the car?
And I'm
of course
sitting
you
here
have.
Listening. And I'm sitting
she,
here listening to him.
Can she hear me? She can't hear me, can she?
Wait a minute, hold on. What are you asking, Ron?
I'm asking the lady, haven't you ever... You're a school teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Lucy, where do you teach?
I teach middle school. I teach his son. I mean, I don't directly teach his son, but I teach kids his son's age.
Are you better at communicating your point of view than saying you're crazy and then a whole bunch of silence when you talk to children?
Well, actually,
yeah, that's my point,
when I said that, actually, when I said that you were crazy and I started to explain myself, you cut me off. So that was
no,
where my silence
I
came
was
from,
waiting
I'm not
for
you.
You. I was waiting
I'm not
for
going,
you to say something, and you had
I'm not
nothing
going,
to say. You realize that you had insulted me.
Well, hold on. I want to hear what Lucy has to say. She's explained herself now. All right, let's talk about this idea of dropping a child off to spend the night. And you know that I have misgivings as well about that, right. Dr. Tarner.
Yeah, and I've explained it. I've said to you that my son is doing this for the betterment of our family. What is unusual about that? I don't understand.
I'm listening to this person, and he said on the one hand, he doesn't trust any adult that he knows to go down there and accompany his son and get to leave him down there with a bunch of strangers.
That's how much I trust his mother, that I would leave it with a stranger first. Yes, you got it.
All right, we'll be back. Thank you, Lucy. Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Dr. Ron Tarner from, right now, the University of Denver, whose son is at a Best Buy in Denver. Which Best Buy is he at?
He's over on the one on Mexico Avenue. It's right near the school here, and I just talked to him on the cell phone. He actually just texted me. And he's having, I said, how are you? He said he's cold, you know, and this is kind of talk between a father and son. He said it's colder than a witch's, you know, and he used a naughty word there, I guess. And I laughed, and he said, but he's very proud of me.
And he's going to be spending the night there.
Yes. I said, you know you're spending the night there. And I said, you know that what you do when the media shows up is to make sure you tell them that you're Dr. Ron Tarner's son. And then I'm at the conference. He said yes, and he said he was very proud of me.
Did you ask him if he was okay?
I don't have to ask my son if he's okay. I know he's okay. I told him, Mr. Henry, if you'll pardon me, this is my son.
Yes, sir.
I told him, I said, no matter what, you're in that line, and you're in that line for good until Friday. I said, I'll see you when I get back Monday.
All right, so he's not going to be there all week by himself.
Of course he's not going to be there all week by himself. That's something his mother would do. I wouldn't do that. His mother would do that, Mr. Henry. His mother would leave him in line all week by himself, but his father wouldn't.
No, his father's leaving him in line by himself all weekend. 877.
What is that? Is that a quick shot to my, you know, is that a quick knee to my groin and then you run away?
No, sir. I'm not impressed all that much with leaving a child by himself in line at Best Buy so that you have some publicity. 877-876-PHIL. In Manchester, New Hampshire is Charlotte. Go ahead, Charlotte. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ron Tarner.
Hi. I just think that someone needs to call DCF on this individual because you leave your child alone.
What?
He is how old? He's 13 or 14?
Well, now, why would I tell you that if you're going to call who? VCS.
VCS, the Department of Children and Families. Because this
we don't have that in Colorado. They don't call it that in Colorado.
Well, whatever they call it in Colorado.
My son is 13 years old, and I'm going to be back, and I'm going to be helping him. But he wants to be there by himself because
right,
he wants...
No, you didn't leave him with a tent. You didn't take appropriate measures. You could have gone down to the Boys and Girls Club in Denver and signed him up for the Big Brother program and gotten a Big Brother to stay with him, for goodness sake. You could have
had someone watching out for your son. Right. Yes, you're right, Charlotte. I could have done that. Or I could have just found out where the local sex offenders are living and taken him over to stay at one of their houses.
Well, now, wait a minute. Are you saying the boys, the Big Brothers?
No, I'm not saying anything about Big Brothers, but
you know what? I think you're paranoid, and I think you're very arrogant to think that, oh, if your son dies, okay, gets taken and is killed and is just tortured, possibly, that's okay, that will have furthered your career. That is
How did I ever say anything like that? I said that his mother, you know, I'll leave his mother out of it.
Yeah, leave his mother out of it, please, because the boy's in your custody this weekend. Is that right?
For the next 2 weeks, yes.
Leave his mother out of it. I want to talk to you about this.
What I said was this, Phil. God forbid my son turned up nude in a gully, but if that happened, he would be happy knowing it would promote my career, yes.
He is not old enough to make that decision. He's not old enough.
I'm not saying he's making that decision. I'm saying
18.
What kind of a decision? Nobody would make a decision like that.
I'm not saying he's making that decision.
No child is capable of making a decision like that.
No adult should
make to look out for him, sir.
Ma'am, no adult should make a decision like that. Turning up nude in a gully? Oh, my God.
Well, then why are you talking that way? Why would you say something like that? That's a frightening prospect.
That's what you said.
You said he would be proud of you. You said he would be happy knowing that he had gone on to further your career.
That's what you said,
Ron.
No, I didn't. What I said was the following thing. I said that my son knows I'm very proud of him, and he has to do this. And it, God forbid, if
why does he have to do this?
Son,
are you waiting for a specific item? Is that why he has to do this?
Yes, yes. There was a black side by side coming in.
Well, so okay. What?
Mr. Henry, can I ask you a question? Could you talk more like a man and not a woman?
What does that mean?
So what?
That's the way you sound. Well, see, the lady thinks it's funny, too.
Well, we're not talking about me. You have me so outraged. You got a little boy standing in line for a black side-by-side. So what?
Because they didn't have them in black. They had them in white, and Jeffrey is standing in line for it.
Oh, my God. And this is over a color? This is over a color of a side-by-side. My God.
Do you know what's hypocritical about this?
His mother has partial custody.
Oh, that's right. His mother never, ever changes out of her underwear with him standing
there.
Never.
Oh, God almighty. Okay, there are two sides to every story.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, now there's two sides.
Her opinion of you. And I think there's a reason why you don't have any individuals that you can trust in your life. I think there's a reason for that, and I think the reason is that you are so focused on you, and you're the center of the universe, that you don't realize that your son is in serious danger right now.
You know, man, the other hypocrisy of this is you've never stood in line at a Best Buy for a side-by-side. You try to get me to believe that, Mr.
And it's not the same as dropping your child off to go into a restaurant. You know that that restaurant is open.
The restaurant is open, and yet what's in the restaurant? Alcoholics.
Oh, my God.
All right, Charlotte. Yeah.
Are you telling me there aren't alcoholics in restaurants?
Well, come on, man. I mean, so you send a child into a restaurant to say, hey, put my family name down. My mom and dad are going to be in a minute. And you're worried about what?
I'm worried what any adult, any rational adult would be worried of. An alcoholic wheeling out of the bar.
You're going to be there for him. This isn't parking the car. This is flying to Florida.
I have to go for this. You don't understand what this means for the work that I've been doing. I'm right at the edge, right at a very critical edge with my work.
So that's worth your son's life?
My son will always be my son, whether in this world or the next.
Oh, that's the sickest thing in the world, Ron, and you know it is, and you're taking a chance, you're rolling the dice. I know what you're doing. You don't want your wife to have custody of your kid this weekend, so you're leaving him out there, and you're taking advantage of the fact that your son loves you very much, is very proud of you.
Yes, he is very proud of me.
Yeah, he is, as any boy would be of his dad or want to be. You're taking advantage of that. You're going out of town, and that boy is...
What do you keep calling a boy for? Why can't you call him what he is, a young man?
He's a boy at the age of 13. Charlotte, I got to run. Thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Is it Regine in New York on WWRL? Regine, go ahead.
Yes, I can't believe how irrational this doctor is. I can't believe that Child Protective Services does not exist in Colorado. And I can't believe that all I've heard from him is I. You have brainwashed and manipulated that young man. Beyond love. I don't know how you can compare yourself to be a parent. I don't know how you're saying that you're better than your wife. If she would leave him now for a week, what makes you any better leaving him there for a weekend, facing the elements alone, facing the unknown? We are living in a world where we don't even know walking in the street the next day, whether or not we're coming home, and you're leaving him there on the weekend by himself so you can go to Florida for a conference. I can't believe that you're calling yourself a parent.
How do you know she goes to Florida?
And that you're calling yourself you're better than your wife.
Bam, first of all, the excitement of life that I've taught my son, it's not knowing whether you're going to come back from wherever it is you're going. That makes life challenging.
What kind of a thing to say to a child is that?
This woman is almost at the verge of tears, talking about my boy waiting in line for a refrigerator. Wow.
Children love their parents unconditionally. And no matter what wrong they may do, they will still love them. You, on the other hand, are an adult, and you're supposed to be an educated adult at that.
Yes, I am.
And you're acting as if you're from some insane asylum.
No, ma'am, I'm trying to say to you that I'm on the edge of the very critical edge of the work I've been doing.
See, again,
if
it's
I don't present this paper.
Your son is not on that edge. You're on that edge.
My son is not on the edge. I'm doing my work for my son. And my son, when I come back from Boca Raton.
If you were doing it for your son, he would not be out in some parking lot alone for a weekend waiting for the media to come. Suppose the media doesn't come. Then what?
Oh, right.
It is a
media is Black Friday. The media won't be there? Come on.
They won't
what world
be there
do you
for
live
him?
In?
What makes you think
every other person
be there
in the parking
for the
lot except him?
For the first guy in line.
Your limelight has been stolen by someone in Florida. What's the purpose of your son still being there?
First of all, my son is learning about the spiritual pigs in St. Petersburg.
There's
who
nothing
park
spiritual
their
tents. Material objects.
No, those people in St. Petersburg are pigs because they parked their tent and their rear ends a full 3 days before we were going to. They do.
And what makes you any different than they are? Because they got there before you?
Because I don't sit there and make a spectacle of myself with tents and a
spectacle
and a
now.
Side of beef. No, I'm trying to say that the work I'm doing is...
What work are you doing?
This woman, Phil, is the reason why I think human subjects for experimentation is moral.
What does that mean?
Whatever you want it to mean.
This woman is the
This woman, ma'am, listening to you, I'd much rather you'd be more valuable... experimenting on.
I think you've been experimenting on.
What kind of work are you doing?
You know that the vaccine that I'm developing will cross the threshold from animal to human life.
All right, I'm going to take a break here. Regine, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Dr. Ron Tarner. His son is out in line at Best Buy in Denver. Is he putting his son at an unnecessary risk just so his family can be the first in line so that the media will interview his son and his son can promote his dad's work at a scientific seminar? And now I find out he's going to be promoting some vaccine or injection that will cross the animal and human barrier. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and on the line, Dr. Ron Tarner. You are in the University of Denver. You're on your way to Boca Raton when?
I'm heading to Boca Raton tomorrow, Phil.
Tell me again the benefit of putting a 13-year-old boy in line at Best Buy while you go off for 2 days to give a paper to a scientific seminar. You know,
I've answered that question a half a dozen times.
Well, I'd like you to do it again.
All right, I will be very happy to, but I would like you not to be prejudiced against me because you somehow have more respect for a family of people that set up a spit, chairs, a TV, and make a parking lot their home down at Peterstown, or wherever this place is.
St. Petersburg, Florida.
St. Petersburg, Florida. I am presenting a scientific paper at the seminar at Lynn University in Boca Raton tomorrow. It is on the subject of utilizing hormonal therapy that crosses the barrier between beast and man. I can, and I will, demonstrate that we can improve the human species by crossing that animal barrier. My son will be in line at Best Buy earlier than usual because of this family of spiritual pigs, because the media will be there, and when they ask him who he is, he can say, I'm Dr. Rod Tyler's son. Now, to the question of whether my son is safe or not, he's a lot safer standing in a parking lot at 29 degrees. He has a down-filled sleeping bag than he would ever be with my ex-wife's brother.
And what are you saying about the ex-wife's brother?
I'm not saying anything other than he... I'm not saying anything illegal, but I am saying he... I've never seen... May I speak candidly?
Go ahead.
I've never seen a white man drink malt liquor the way he does, and I apologize.
Well, okay, so your racism now...
No, sir. That is not... I asked if I could speak candidly.
Yeah, you did, and I said yes, and your candid speech came out. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Don in Nashville. Go ahead, Don. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. I you may be an intelligent man, but you don't have a lick of common sense. I think the police ought to be there to pick you up. I think you ought to be thrown in prison and let the inmates at the prison take care of you.
On what charge?
Listen, will you let me finish, sir?
You have
the way
no
they
charges.
Take care of people who abuse children. I have no idea how you can consider yourself a parent. I don't even think you should have a pet snake. I have seen children taken away from their parents for less than what you have done.
Oh, my God.
And I'd like to know where the police
child.
Are and why.
I haven't touched the child.
And the fact that your wife is not there to get that kid, I don't have too much respect for her as a mother.
Well,
I have a 27-year-old child myself, and I tell you what, I never once ever left her alone for a weekend out in a parking lot. And anybody that's
27
does,
and you don't leave her alone.
And they should let the inmates in the prison and maximum security take care of you.
Well, I don't think
because you got no common sense, none. You ought to be neutered. You ought to be neutered so you can never have another child again. You are the most irresponsible person I have ever met.
You sound like Obama now. You sound like the Obama health care plan now. You want to neuter me like the doctor.
I am a mother. I am a mother who raised
yeah, and your 27-year-old daughter still lives at home.
I want my child first before anything else in this world. And at the age of 27, I still should be first. Your needs,
my child
your
is first.
Should not count. You had a kid. That's your responsibility. And I'm telling you what.
My child
I hope
is
the God
first,
the police are in close return when you get off the plane and arrest you for child neglect. And
the
I hope
police
they throw
will listen
you in
to my paper.
Let them handle
for child, you. You just said for child
neglect. Let me tell
you.
You're
going to say the N-word.
There's a special place for you, sir, where you go.
Yes. It's called the suite at the Boca Raton Sheraton.
You know what?
And I can tell you something.
You may have a breakthrough. You may have a breakthrough.
Yes, I have.
Vaccine or whatever it is you're making. I hope you
yes,
never succeed for what you've done to your kid.
Mind your tongue, ma'am.
You got a
because
whole
what
lot
I'm
of
doing
bad
now.
Karma coming your way.
What I am doing
I'm sorry,
now
I'm
will
telling you
cross.
What? I'm not a real religious person, but I'm going to get down on my knees tonight. I'm going to pray that they arrest you and that they take your child away from you and you never see him again.
And if they don't take my child away from me and arrest me, that means God doesn't listen to you.
You're the most irresponsible person I have ever heard.
What would you say if I told you that the vaccine I'm working on will allow man to evolve back into animal form?
Sir, the danger you put your child in, you don't deserve to succeed.
Ma'am, I am telling you the vaccine I'm working on will allow you
for
to evolve back into animal
form. For what you've done to your child, for what you've done to your child,
oh
I hope
my God.
You never succeed
you,
in your entire
so
life.
You're telling me that you would take scientific research back 100 years that man on the verge
you
of being able to evolve
child.
Into a wolf
you
and you would
child.
Put the child before
you
that?
Yes,
child.
That's what we're saying. Even your scientific research.
No,
wait a minute.
Something. I make minimum wage.
I
want to
be clear.
I make minimum wage. I certainly could afford to go buy a refrigerator or whatever it is that you're making your kid wait outside on a weekend by himself.
Yeah.
I, even at minimum wage, I could go and buy one. I certainly would not sell my child.
You don't understand. He's going to be the first at Best Buy. He's going to be in line first at Best Buy for Black Friday.
I don't care about
that. That's why. It's got nothing to do with the side-by-side.
Then why'd you say side-by-side?
Because it happens to be in black. Side-by-side black is very rare.
For a refrigerator. You sold your child out for a refrigerator, and you ought to be arrested.
No, I did not. I sold him out for a vaccine that helps us mutate into wolf form.
You ought to be arrested, sir.
Boy, I'll tell you, and some of the stuff you're saying here, Dr. Turner, about you're working on a vaccine that allows us to evolve back into wolf form. What is that?
Merely the most groundbreaking experiment that's ever been conducted, but this woman would have it flushed down the toilet.
In my house. And I'm going to get down on my knees, and I'm going to pray to God.
Yeah, you're talking about getting on your knees a lot.
They're there to pick you up when you land in Boca Raton, and I hope to God they put you in maximum security with the worst
inmates. They're going to give me an escort. They're going to give me a police escort
what you're doing
to the Sheraton. The presidential suite.
All right. Very well said. Very well said, ma'am. I don't know what else to say. I think she said it all.
She would flush 50 years of research down the toilet right when I'm on the verge of gaining that secret of life. Where
shut up. Evolving into wolf form. We'll be back. Art Griego next hour. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.